Hello.
Hello, this is Jeremy Kai speaking.
Yeah, this is he.
Hi, Jeremy. This is Sheldon Benjamin from Notebook Writing. How are you doing today?
Oh, hi, good. How about
I'm doing great myself. So, I'll be your project manager for this entire project, and I'll be dealing with the book. I have your outline here with me, the one you sent to Daniel, and I had a few questions related to it, so. And I'll
Sure.
also have to guide you through the process so we can get started, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. So first tell me the general summary of your book so I have a better idea.
Okay. So basically, it's like I said, I want to describe this this theory of how the how we receive the information and react respond to that in today's world. So basically, as I call it, the theory, funnel and prism. So the funnel meaning like we receive information. Different people have different channels to receive the information, and also we have limitations of getting that information and understanding that information. First of all, we can only access a very limited amount of information instead of the whole spectrum. And second of all, even the information that we're getting, it's getting we understand only partial of that. So it's just like a funnel. It's a larger amount of things that poured in, but you actually have very small amount of output at the end. So and then the by the prism part, what I mean is more like the how we respond to that. So different people, if you look at the outlines, so basically, depending on the scenario, different kind of situations, we may respond very differently, even if we get the same information. So yeah. So and I would like to use three or four, preferably four, big news events to explain what I mean by that. So that's again, as in
That
my outline
being
as well.
the Korean War in China, 2019 Hong Kong protests, Ukraine war, and Hunter Biden's laptop.
That's correct.
Okay, and how do you want to break down this book? Basically, you sent the outline. I have 1A information source spectrum, B information access limitations, C brain circulation, brain calculation and information processing capabilities, and D logical analysis and conclusion capabilities, right? And E being feasibility assessment and self-protection.
Right. So these are I have very little experience of writing a book. I've been writing a lot of published articles before, but as far as the book, what I think would be a good a good layout would be at first we introduce this theory, and then basically this A through E is to is like introduction part of this theory. And then we use the examples to explain, to illustrate, how that theory comes from.
So basically, this will be divided into two sections. One is the explanation and one is the examples, right?
Right.
Okay. So let me do that here. So the book's going to be divided into two sections. And you have also attached links in this one, right? Different references
Right.
to, get more factual information, correct?
That's correct. Yeah, some of them are factual information. Some of them are just important books. Citations that I think that'll be helpful. Like when you guys are doing the research, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. So, do you want us to rework the outline or do you want us to continue with this one?
Sure. I mean, I'm very open to ideas. So, I'm pretty sure you guys are more experienced than I do writing the books. So if you can just give me your honest opinion, like what would be a better solution to make this book into reality. So,
okay, perfect. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give the outline that you have. I'm going to give it to my team, okay? They're going to go through it, they're going to look at the information, and they'll come up with a standardized outline, which will divide your book into proper sections and chapters, and it will explain what each chapter will contain, just as you have, okay?
Perfect.
Once you approve that outline, we will start working on drafts, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. So I assume you are already familiar with the platform that we have. Teamwork.
The platform. What do you mean by that?
You know, the teamwork platform that we originally used for communication.
Oh, teamwork. You mean the Microsoft Teamwork?
No, that's different. You have also responded. Actually, let me send you a message, okay? You should receive something on your email from Teamwork. Okay, you'll receive a notification. I want you to open that.
Okay. So far, all the communications I have been receiving and responding is through email. So.
Okay. So wait, can you confirm me your email, please? Are you supposed to check the email
Jeremy?
That we have?
Jeremy, J-E-R-E-M-Y, C-A-I, 21@hotmail.com.
@hotmail.com, okay. Perfect. So I am going to send you a message on Teamwork, and you'll receive a notification. I want you to follow that notification, okay?
Okay.
Let me just... Oh, Jeremy. Just message. You responding here. So look up your email and see if you have a message from Teamwork. Should be labeled Sheldon Benjamin in parentheses. It'll be created by an agency. Perfect.
I see what you mean. Yeah, I see the Teamwork logo on top. So.
Yeah. Do you see reply to this message? Like, once you click on the email, it should say Sheldon Benjamin reply to this message, and message has a link to it. I want you to click that link.
Okay. Okay, I see. Write your reply above this line and say reply to this message. So you want me to click on the message hyperlink?
Yeah.
Okay.
It should guide you to a website.
Okay, I'm looking at creativedesignagency.eu.teamwork.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you should also be able to see the message, right?
No, it's asking me to log in.
Let me resend you the invite. Okay, I just sent you the invite. Check your email again. You should have another invite email.
Okay, it says you've been added. I click on that. Okay, we've gone to finish setup.
Yeah, you should be taken to a login page.
Okay, right now I log in.
Okay,
and
create your account.
Account. Okay. My shortcut. Where do I click? Right now, I'm on the top panel says projects, planning, calendar, and then I have
list. Yeah. You have your name, right? You can see your name, Jeremy.
Yeah.
So below that, you see another set of headlines, right?
I see another Jeremy guy, and when I click on that, it says one project.
No, you don't have to click on it. You just below your name, you should be able to see a lit another headline that's like table, dashboard, files, and messages.
Yes. Yeah, board,
click
table,
on messages.
Dashboard, yes. Oh, messages. Okay.
You should have
All
a
right.
welcome on board message from me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, this was originally a conversation with Lisa Taylor at that time.
Okay.
Yeah,
gotcha.
So Bill, can you now see an add reply button, right?
See the what?
A blue add reply button.
Blue.
Did you click on the message? The
what?
Welcome on board message?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Okay. What button you were talking about?
A blue button that says add reply.
Add reply, okay. I don't see that button.
Scroll down. Scroll down fully.
Okay. Oh, okay. Add reply. Okay, at the bottom.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, click on add reply.
Okay.
You should have a message box. You can type in your message and you
okay.
can correspond
so
from here. Yeah.
Okay, so this is how you want me to reply.
Yeah, this is
okay.
basically our platform for correspondence with our clients, okay?
Okay.
And if you want to attach any files, there is an attach a file option right below the text box.
Okay.
So if you want to add a file, you can send those files to me. As well, I will also be sending you the drafts and the rest of the notification from this platform, okay?
Okay. That'll work.
Perfect. So by next week, I'll try to get you an outline, okay?
Okay, perfect.
Perfect. I'll also drop you a text on your number so you can have my personal number for in case of contact reasons, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Perfect. Any questions that you have at this time?
No, that's it.
Perfect, Jeremy. So I look forward to working with you, and we'll talk next week. Have a good day.
All right. Same here. Thank you.
Welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.